Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, October 12, 2019. This is our review section, part 2 of lesson 288. Chapter 62, entitled The Feast at Simon's House, Part 7. Our opening hymn to our theme is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to join in singing the hymn, you can unmute your mic. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain. Oh, be held in sin dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Fairer than lilies of the rarest sort, he's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my heart in spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's red sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world's affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
We could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. And our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this with the day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. And thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight with having known. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go and whatever we do. Let us be able to keep on giving praises unto thee. Let us be able to keep on glorifying thee above everything we know about and everything we care about. And I pray also that you may be able to help us keep on and helping thee and keep on doing good things. Let us be able to keep on asking thee to be our guide and our help and always be the one to lead us away from temptation. First of all, all of those things that the devil may use against us to turn us away, to weaken us, or even make us go a destructive path. I pray also that you may even help us be able to overcome even some of the things you may fear or be afraid of. And let us be able to always be confident, knowing that you're always there to protect us, to lead us, and to help us even be prepared. And pray also that you may even be with the few of many who may be ill under the weather. Let them be able to be healed well and you have strength once more. Be with us now as you have yet another blessed study. Let us always keep on cherishing every lesson that we learn and read of, and even use in action when we need to most. We love the Lord God, looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 from the King James Version, and is a memory song as well for the children. Come now and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comments, anything that you would like to share with your remnant family, dear ones, let's take a few minutes to review what we have read from last Sabbath in our part one of our lesson, The Feast of Simon's House, part 7, in our book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, we are in page 568. May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 568. Mary had been looked upon as a great sinner, but Christ knew the circumstances that had shaped her life. He might have extinguished every spark of hope in her soul, but he did not. It was he who had lifted her from despair and ruin. Next slide, please. Continuing. 7 times she had heard his rebuke of the demons that controlled her heart and mind. She had heard his strong cries to the Father in her behalf. She knew how offensive is sin to his unsullied purity, and in his strength she had overcome. Desire of Ages, page 568, paragraph 1.
Welcome to our dear brethren that are just joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 568. If any one of the dear family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, pages 568. When to human eyes her case appeared hopeless, Christ saw in her capabilities for good. He saw the better traits of her character. The plan of redemption has invested humanity with great possibilities, and in Mary these possibilities were to be realized. Through his grace she became a partaker of the divine nature. The one who had fallen and whose mind had been a habitation of demons was brought very near to the Savior in fellowship and ministry. Next slide, please. It was Mary who sat at his feet and learned of him. It was Mary who poured upon his head the precious anointing oil and bathed his feet with her tears. Mary stood beside the cross and followed him to the sepulcher. Mary was first at the tomb after his resurrection. It was Mary who first proclaimed the risen Savior. The Desire of Ages, pages 568, paragraph 2.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. On Desire of Ages, page 568, Jesus knows the circumstances of every soul. You may say, I am sinful, very sinful. You may be, but the worse you are, the more you need Jesus. He turns no weeping, contrite one away. He does not tell to anyone all about all that he might reveal, but he bids every trembling soul take courage. Freely will he pardon all who come to him for forgiveness and restoration. Desire of Ages, page 568, paragraph 3. My sons were laid on my back, or on Christ. That's what the slide says on the slide. Next slide. Christ might commission the angels of heaven to pour out the vials of his wrath on our world, to destroy those who are filled with hatred of God. He might wipe this dark spot from his universe, but he does not do this. He is today standing at the altar of incense, presenting before God the prayers of those who desire his help. Desire of Ages, 568, paragraph 4.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Okay, so the soul
that
turn to him for refuge. Jesus
lifts
above the
accusing
and the strife of tongues. Very good. No
man
or
evil
angel
can
impeach. Very good.
These
souls. Christ
unites
them
to
his
own
divine
human
nature.
They
stand
beside
the
great
sin
bearer.
In
the
light
proceeding
from
the
throne
of
God. Very good. The next
slide.
Very good, Haley.
The end.
Continue with the reading. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justify who is the commandeth. It is Christ that condemneth. It is Christ that died, rather than it raised again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who has made intercessions of us
for us?
Romans 8:33-34. Desire Ages 568, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Good job, little ones. Let's consider this verse for our review section. It's a memory verse as well, taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version. For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So what have we learned and ways we have grown? Dear ones, now the mic is open for anyone to be able to ask any question, any comment, what they have heard and learned in this chapter or any of the 7 chapters that we already went over. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
I have a question. When said that Christ is today still offering incense on the altar, does that mean he's actually still doing it?
Yes, Brother Josh, this is what we call the period of atonement. We are in the atonement of this antitype. Christ is in the most holy place pleading our case, and he is doing that. At that time, it was Jesus present, and just like Mary had went to Jesus, not only to give him all her gratitude, but also thanking him for forgiving her. She went boldly to the throne of grace. Christ was present there, and we still have Christ present, but it's in the most holy place, so we can come boldly to the throne of grace and do the same. Christ is mediating for us in the most holy place.
Do we know what happened to Mary after Christ's ascension?
According to Jonathan Gray, the Adventist archaeologist, they have found records that say that Saul of Tarsus, before he became Paul the Apostle, while he was persecuting the Christians, he was so angry with Joseph of Arimathea for what he had done. He took Christ's body and gave him an honorable burial. It was planned that Christ's body should be thrown out in the book, in the dump. That he sent Joseph of Arimathea, Mary, and several others, put them in a boat, took them out in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and left them adrift. And they ended up in France, and later went on to England, and that they're buried over there.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. According to our reading, in almost the last slide, it says that not only did Mary became a disciple, but also she also did join in ministry. Let's go back to the slide just to give you a little bit of the answer to that question. Meanwhile, everybody that are listening, if they have any questions, please either you can place it in the room or you can unmute your mic. Okay, as you can see in this slide, number 9, it tells you that Mary was first at the tomb after his resurrection, and it was Mary who that she also became very active. In a slide prior to that, which is slide number 8, if you look in the very bottom, it tells you the one who had fallen and whose mind had been a habitation of demon was brought very near to the Savior in fellowship and in ministry. So I hope and pray that you can be able to see that they didn't mention what Mary did after. If there's any question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic. Meanwhile, the dear brethren are gathering their thoughts or their questions or whatever they would like to share with the Remnant family. If there's any scripture song, hymns, or any songs that you would like to share with the dear family, may you unmute your mic.
I'm glad that joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, I got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. got the gift of passing understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to say. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my A-T-A-R-T. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer, way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Down in the depths of my heart. Down in the depths of my heart. I got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer, way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Down in the depths of my heart. To stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, and I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen. Beautiful, dear family. It reminds me of a household song that we all used to sing with the little ones. Thank you so much, dear Sister Christina and family, for sharing. This is the section, dear ones. If you have any thoughts that you would like to share, any poem or any dialogue that you would like to share with your dear brethren. And meanwhile, I did find another poem. It's entitled Hymn of Trust. This was also taken from Adventive Review and Sabbath Herald, Volume 10, 1857, from Uriah Smith, the resident editor. And this could be found on page 89, paragraph 2 through 6. It's dated July 23rd, 1857. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic.
My God, I would not doubt thy wisdom or thy grace, although the clouds may sometimes veil the brightness of thy face. I would not dread the hand that doeth my life control, even if the instruments are sharp that search and try the soul.
I would not shrink to yield the treasure or the friend that in my
plenitude
of love thou didst vouchsafe to lend.
I would not e'er forsake the strength that cannot fail, a poor blind wanderer of the dust, an atom on the gale.
I would not plant my hope where all things change and die, but anchored on thy word of truth, look upward to the skies.
Good. Layla and Jeremiah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. It is a beautiful poem to consider, to always keep your heart upon the truth that you may trust the Savior in all areas of your life. Is there any testimonies that you would like to share, dear ones? Do you unmute your mic? Well, dear family, you can still share your testimonies or anything that you would like to share with the word, with the children in the children's story. You can continue the sharing in the youth story as well. But we are going to give our dear brother Graves the chance to also ask questions on the section of the story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. Courage of obedience demonstrated. Do you know it takes courage to be obedient sometimes? While Jesus is looking at you, there's no problem being obedient. But when somebody is laughing at you for being obedient, that's a little bit harder. Our memory verse says, and he said, Jesus said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham, in obedience to the divine command, pursues or continues on his journey with Isaac by his side. He sees before him the mountain which God has told him he would signalize or show him as the one upon which he was to sacrifice. He removes the wood from the shoulder of his servant and lays it upon Isaac. Abraham laid the wood on the one to be offered. He girds up his soul with a firmness and agonizing sternness or unbending surrender to God, ready for the work which God requires him to do. With a breaking heart, an unnerved or trembling hand, he takes the fire, while Isaac inquires, "Father, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the offering?" Abraham told him in the story, in the Bible story, God will provide himself a lamb. But, oh, Abraham cannot tell him now, father and son, build the altar. And the terrible moment comes for Abraham to make known to Isaac that which had agonized or pained his soul all the long, that long journey, that Isaac himself is the victim. Isaac is not a little boy. He is a full-grown man. He could have refused to submit to obey, or obey his father's design had he chosen to do so. He does not accuse his father of insanity. Isaac did not say, "Dad, you're crazy." Nor does he even seek to change his purpose or change his mind. He submits. He believes in and loves his father, and that he would not make this terrible sacrifice of his only son if God had not bidden him to do so. Abraham had trained up Isaac to believe in God. Isaac is bound by the trembling, loving hands of a pitying father, because God has said it. The son submits to the sacrifice because he believes in the integrity or honesty of his father. But when everything is ready, when the faith of the father and the submission or the obedient consent of the son is fully tested, the angel of God says to stays the uplifted hand of Abraham that is about to slay his son and tells him, "That's enough." In order to obey God willingly under all circumstances, that means at all times, great courage is needful. We can know Christ only by loving and obeying him. The Lord calls for valiant or brave men who will not fail or be discouraged or give up. Sons and Daughters of God, page 205. The verse, memory verse again says, "And he said," this is the angel, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Genesis 22:12. To fear God here means to love him and to reverence him. Thank you for listening. Now I'll put that away and I'll come back and see if there's any questions. No question mark after the only comment in the room, which is amen. So no answers. Oh, go ahead.
If you say if you're afraid of something, would that be shown that you are disobedient to God?
Did you say afraid?
Yeah, if you're afraid of something, would you be disobeying God if you were?
Afraid is different than fear. In this instance, fear is reverence. When you're afraid of something, it's because there's danger. We are not to be afraid of God. We are to reverence him, and that is expressed in the word, fear God and give glory to him. No more questions in the chat. Let's see. No more questions. I will give it back to Rose then. Thank you for listening.
There was another question, dear brother. I asked, do we know what the relationship between father and son was after this event?
We're not told, but you can be for sure that it was closer. The son realized that his father had carried out a divine command and would have if the angel hadn't stayed his hand. It's an awful thing to think that a father could take a son's life. But Abraham was prepared to do it because God asked him to. I guess that's it. Rose, go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Graves. Listen, I did promise that I was going to give a testimony, but being that we already passed our time, please remind me, dear family, is related to a question that my our dear brother Josh had asked concerning fear. And I don't want to really take the time because it's a very important sermon that we have today. But can anyone remind me at the end of the service to share the testimony that I wanted to share during this story time section? If please, for me to remember. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our review section. It's called Walking with Jesus is one of the things that we can be able to show the obedience. Not only walking, but the fear that we have is not wanted to sin against him more than the fear as dread. Like when you dread something, because the Lord said that, that the fear that you have is really coming towards the wisdom of the word that you have in your heart and you don't want to sin against him. That fear is not bad. And sometimes you may have a little fear that you see danger and you don't want to fall into temptation. That fear is just trying to be able to stay obedient with the Lord. But the type of fear that is being mentioned in the Bible is not the same one as how people will be dreading something. I hope that it might be able to explain. There is comments in the room. Sorry, let me just go up a little bit. Dear Elder Rob says, it depends on the type of fear of being afraid. And also, dear sister Christina said, to fear God is to hate evil. Where the Lord is, there is nothing to be afraid of because the love of God abounds. Amen. And also another one, it says, perfect love casts out all fear. Because fear has torment. Amen. And it also states 1 John 4:18. The closing of our study is the Spanish section of our verse that we have for the opening, which is Isaiah 1:18. Also, our dear brother Dick also shared a comment. The three Hebrews might have had fear of the furnace, but their reverence for God was greater. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. There's so many different stories. Mm-hmm. The leper that decided to approach Jesus, even though he was going to be shunned, he decided to keep his eyes stayed upon him and went straight to the one that can redeem him. There's so many different ways, even in the story of our study with Mary Magdalene, she was afraid that she was going to be seen for the gratitude of the token she was going to do, but as she was going to shrink, as you can see that the Lord actually bowed for her as well. Vení luego y estemos a cuenta, dijo Jehová. Vení luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Si nosotros pecados fueran como la grana, como la nieve será emblanquecido. Vení luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Vení luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Si fueran rojos como el casimi, vendrá a ser como blanca lana, como blanca lana, como blanca lana. Vení luego y estemos a cuenta, lo dice Jehová. Vení luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic.
Speak on you and by our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for any spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for any spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for any spirit to have another blessed day. We us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our present spirits. Bless be able to always keep on choosing thee above everything we know and everything we care about. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you're always there to be our guide. Let us be able to keep on doing whatever we can to worshiping thee and serving thee. We pray that you may even be able to help us use the words to preach the word to any person who needs or wants to hear it. And even if they have their doubts or do believe us, we pray that we may keep on still speaking. We also pray that you may be able to help us even overcome some things that either tempt us, make us feel nervous or confused, and even be able to be strong when all things are getting tough or difficult. Also pray that you may be able to help us be able to do any difficult old task that may take some time, but you can be able to be resolved little by little. I also pray that you maybe even be, always let us be thankful for all the good that you've done for us. Let us be reverent, obedient, and self-forgetful, self-denying, more character chased on more of thee and less on how the world sees it. Thus we are always keep on remembering to do the right thing, even if it doesn't seem very easy. And also pray that you may even help us, if we are ever ill or hurt, either inside, outside, physically or mentally or even spiritually. Let us be able to always keep on putting thee first above everything that we know, like, or care about. Let us be able to always keep on putting our trust in thee instead of ourselves, so that way we may be able to do the great things that you may need us to do. We love you, Lord God, and we're looking forward to being in the day when you set us free from all sin, and also that you may be able to reward us with your love and with your blessing, and with all your care for concern us. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, dear brother. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will begin a new chapter, chapter 63, entitled The King Cometh. And that will be lesson 289. It will be held October 19th, the 19th of 2019. We hope and pray everyone will bless their one. And may you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. And try by God's grace to come back and revisit this particular Sabbath, chapter that we just went through, which is 62, especially for one of the pillars of our faith to be able to explain to the children the non-immortality of the soul. Okay? God bless each and everyone. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.